This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is one of the few stories that I can think of that is so dramatic that it stands on its own feet. In other words, there's no sermon in a sense that needs to be given. It's a dramatic example of the power of Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to paint the picture here. Why is he living in a cemetery? Because back then, where else would he live? You think people would take him in to their home? No. Could he live in a hotel of the day, an inn? No, absolutely not. He was living in a place where people had probably left him alone. And some scholars think that what he lived in was an unoccupied tomb. Tombs were prepared for a family. You would prepare the grave for your father or mother or one of your grandparents and get it ready. And he was probably living in a prepared tomb that was ready for burial, but no one was ready to be buried in that tomb. What an existence. Mark adds a detail that Luke doesn't say, that he cut himself with stones and he screamed all night. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that 2,000 years ago there was a problem with SI? Who knows what that stands for? Self-injury. He was ahead of his time, wasn't he? We live in a culture today where people practice self-injury, SI. It was a demonstration of the power of Satan to destroy someone physically. So here he is, possessed by many demons, screaming at night, unable to be chained, unable to be restrained, cutting himself. And here's the one that can deal with him, and it's only Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to do a little verse by verse and share some thoughts with you. Verse 27, I'm going to go ahead and read from my translation, the NIV. It says, "When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs." Verse 28, "When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, 'What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me.'" What I want to point out is this. It wasn't the man who was speaking to Jesus. It was the demons. They were speaking to Jesus. Why? Because they recognized who he was. And they instantly knew his authority. That's why they fell at his knees. And here's what the interesting thought is. The demons had greater respect, perhaps, than we do for Jesus. We don't fall at our knees. We're busy. We got things to do. We got people to see. We got places to go. And the demons had, in a sense, as one author put it, John Killinger, that they had perhaps greater respect for Jesus than we do as believers. And I think there's some truth to that. They recognized who Jesus was. And sometimes in our culture, we can be so casual about Satan that we're not afraid. We're not concerned. I think it was Buddy Miller was the name of the songwriter. Buddy and Cindy Miller, or my memory's correct, wrote a song that said this: "Don't let the devil ride with you." Anybody remember that song? "Don't let the devil ride with you. He always wants to drive."
Well, does that speak to anybody about letting the devil drive in your life? We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.